Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. If you're standing next to a jet during takeoff, your eardrums will probably burst. Same thing happens when you fire a 12-gauge shotgun right next to your ear. When we're exposed to exceptionally loud noises, something called the stereocilia in our ears gets damaged. This causes our ears to mistakenly send signals to our auditory nerve cells. The resulting ghostly reverberations are what we call ringing ear. Many of you have probably experienced this, possibly from going to a really loud concert. The technical term for it is tinnitus, and it's usually temporary unless you repeatedly damage your ears with loud noises. Then it develops into chronic tinnitus, where you hear that dull ringing for the rest of your life. And that's nothing compared to what really loud noise can do to you. Noise hates you, and noise can kill you. See, sound travels in waves that enter our ear canals. These waves make our eardrums vibrate, and if they're too strong, they can snap the hair cells inside. And if these hair cells die, they can never grow back. To avoid this, we use units called decibels to measure the power of sound. Anything below 85 decibels is thought to be safe. At 150 decibels, your eardrums burst, like with the jet or the shotgun. And at 200 decibels, your lungs will rupture and likely kill you. That's right, the threshold for death by sound is somewhere between 185 and 200 decibels. What happens is the sound causes an air embolism within your lungs that can travel to your heart and kill you dead. That is if your lungs don't burst first from the increased air pressure caused by acoustic energy. This has happened during wars when high energy impulse noise from explosions causes something called blast overpressure. It leaves no external injuries but damages organs like your ears, lungs, and gastrointestinal tract. Now, acoustic weapons are actually being developed, but usually they're for non-lethal purposes. There's been talk of acoustic bullets to burst eardrums, incapacitate a target, or even kill them. Others claim that an infrasound generator could also be lethal, but there's been little practical evidence of such weapons so far. The closest we've seen is a long-range acoustic hailing device developed by the LRAD Corporation, which can cause hearing damage from up to 50 feet or 15.24 meters away. Some shipping companies have started using these devices as seaborne defense against pirates. There is one device, however, that could most definitely kill you with sound. It's not a weapon, but the European Space Agency has developed a huge air horn that they use to test satellites and spacecraft. Using nitrogen gas to produce sounds up to 154 decibels, they blast objects to make sure they can withstand the noise of a rocket launching. The ESA themselves are so concerned about how lethal this horn is, they've surrounded it with half-meter-thick walls made of steel-reinforced concrete coated with an epoxy resin to reflect noise back into its chamber. But Christian, you're asking, didn't you just say that the threshold for death is between 185 and 200 decibels? It's true, I did. But the ESA believe that prolonged exposure to the 154 decibel horn will kill you as well, probably rupturing your eardrums, vibrating your eyeballs, and destroying you from the inside out. If you're not dead, you'll probably wish you were.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.